for you. O God of kings, King of glory, God of heaven and the earth, mighty Savior, mighty healer, mighty deliverer, we worship and bless your name, for there is none like you. Lord, you are so great. You are so full of glory. You are so full of grace. You are so full of righteousness. You are so full of truth. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for what you have done during the course of this meeting. We thank you for how you have opened our eyes. We thank you for what we shall henceforth begin to see you do in our lives. Oh God, be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that your presence that is full of glory and power come upon everyone hearing the sound of my voice right now. Your presence, your heavenly presence that is full of glory and power. Lord, release it upon everyone hearing my voice now. In the name of Jesus, receive such dimension of God's presence. Right there where you are, receive his presence in Jesus' name. For in the midst of his presence, there you will find power. There you will find glory. There you will find grace. There you will find deliverance. There you will find solutions to problems. There you will find divine revelations. There you will find his voice. Therefore, I speak once again that right there where you are, the presence of the Almighty God that is filled with glory and power, let it come upon you now in Jesus' name. Receive the fullness of his presence now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that every limitation blocking you from knowing God as he is, the hand of God remove them now in Jesus' name. Every limitation stopping God from touching you, from visiting you, from operating in your life as he had always wanted to do, I decree that the limitation disappear now in Jesus' name. From this hour onward, you shall rise to know the Lord. In the name of Jesus, you shall rise to know the Lord. In the name of Jesus, you shall begin to live above sin to know the Lord. In the name of Jesus, you shall begin to overcome witchcraft attacks, demonic oppressions, and every environmental darkness that is not allowing you to know the Lord and to flow in his spirit. From now onward, you shall overcome them all. You shall defeat them all. You shall rise above them all. And you shall begin to know the Lord your God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that self-righteousness shall not prevail in your life. Self-righteousness shall die in your life. For the righteousness of God to take over your life, self-righteousness shall die in Jesus' name. Self-righteousness shall die in Jesus' name. Receive strength to become who you are in God before you were born. Receive strength to change to that man, to change to that person now in Jesus' name. know you have her son. Grace to begin to love God as it is required in heaven, as it is required in God's kingdom. Receive the grace now in Jesus' name. The things that want you to serve them, from now on they shall fail. You shall not serve any other thing. You shall only serve the Lord. The idols in your life that are claiming your service, claiming that you worship them, thank you, Lord, they shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. You shall serve the Lord, and only him shall you serve. Not man, not money, not anything in this world. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so we're going to stop here. We'll continue next week. Remain blessed in Jesus' name.